Section 7, Looking Ahead. As we approach the horizon of our discussion, let's cast our eyes to the future. The relationship between mindfulness and technology is an evolving narrative that's writing new chapters as we speak. What does the future hold for this intricate digital and mindful dance? We're entering an era where technology is becoming more seamlessly integrated into our lives. Consider ambient computing, where technology serves us without the constant need for interaction. Imagine a future where your home knows when you need quiet time and can create an environment conducive to mindfulness. Advancements in AI and machine learning could lead to more personalized mindfulness experiences. Imagine apps that don't just guide you through generic meditation sessions, but adapt to your mood, stress levels, and even your schedule. We're also seeing a rise in virtual reality, VR, and augmented reality, AR, applications for mindfulness. These technologies offer immersive experiences that could take meditation and mindfulness practices to new heights, allowing us to escape to virtual serene environments or overlay calming elements onto our real-world surroundings. But as technology advances, so too must our understanding of its impact on our mental health. The future of mindfulness in the tech era will be shaped by the gadgets we invent and the wisdom with which we use them. In this section, we'll speculate, imagine, and hope for a future where technology and mindfulness exist in harmony, enhancing the other for a more balanced, peaceful life. As we draw this episode to a close, let's reflect on our journey through the digital and mindful realms. We've explored the challenges and opportunities that arise when technology intersects with the quest for inner peace. From the stress induced by our always-on culture to the solace offered by mindfulness apps, we've seen the multifaceted impact of technology on our mental well-being. But remember, at the heart of this discussion is balance. It's about using technology as a tool, not a crutch, and embracing mindfulness as a pathway to true digital well-being. Let's use the insights and strategies we've discussed to craft a more mindful relationship with our digital lives as we move forward. And now, dear listeners, I turn to you. How will you find your balance in the digital age? Please share your stories, tips, and questions with me. Join the conversation on our social media platforms, comment on this episode, or email us. Your experiences and insights are what make this journey enriching for us all. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe to the Wealth Whisperer podcast for more enlightening discussions. Subscribing allows exclusive content that delves deeper into our discussion topics. Share this episode with friends, family, or anyone you believe could benefit from today's discussion. Thank you for joining me, Derek, on this exploration of mindfulness in the digital age. Until next time, keep seeking balance, embrace mindfulness, and remember, technology is a tool for our well-being, not the other way around. Section 7, Looking Ahead. As we approach the horizon of our discussion, let's cast our eyes to the future. The relationship between mindfulness and technology is an evolving narrative that's writing new chapters as we speak. What does the future hold for this intricate digital and mindful dance? We're entering an era where technology is becoming more seamlessly integrated into our lives. Consider ambient computing, where technology serves us without the constant need for interaction. Imagine a future where your home knows when you need quiet time and can create an environment conducive to mindfulness. Advancements in AI and machine learning could lead to more personalized mindfulness experiences. Imagine apps that don't just guide you through generic meditation sessions, but adapt to your mood, stress levels, and even your schedule. We're also seeing a rise in virtual reality, VR, and augmented reality, AR, applications for mindfulness. These technologies offer immersive experiences that could take meditation and mindfulness practices to new heights, allowing us to escape to virtual serene environments or overlay calming elements onto our real-world surroundings. But as technology advances, so too must our understanding of its impact on our mental health. The future of mindfulness in the tech era will be shaped by the gadgets we invent and the wisdom with which we use them. In this section, we'll speculate, imagine, and hope for a future where technology and mindfulness exist in harmony, enhancing the other for a more balanced, peaceful life. As we draw this episode to a close, let's reflect on our journey through the digital and mindful realms. We've explored the challenges and opportunities that arise when technology intersects with the quest for inner peace. From the stress induced by our always-on culture to the solace offered by mindfulness apps, we've seen the multifaceted impact of technology on our mental well-being. But remember, at the heart of this discussion is balance. It's about using technology as a tool, not a crutch, and embracing mindfulness as a pathway to true digital well-being. Let's use the insights and strategies we've discussed to craft a more mindful relationship with our digital lives as we move forward. And now, dear listeners, I turn to you. How will you find your balance in the digital age? Please share your stories, tips, and questions with me. Join the conversation on our social media platforms, comment on this episode, or email us. Your experiences and insights are what make this journey enriching for us all. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe to the Wealth Whisperer podcast for more enlightening discussions. Subscribing allows exclusive content that delves deeper into our discussion topics. Share this episode with friends, family, or anyone you believe could benefit from today's discussion. Thank you for joining me, Derek, on this exploration of mindfulness in the digital age. Until next time, keep seeking balance, embrace mindfulness, and remember, technology is a tool for our well-being, not the other way around.